The United States has been prodding China on another matter in recent weeks, reining in North Korea. China has now sent an envoy to North Korea with the aim of defusing the crisis on the Korean Peninsula. All this comes at a time when relations between the U.S. and China are strained, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Over the past few months, Washington has watched with growing alarm as North Korea has taken a series of provocative actions. It's been blamed for the sinking of a South Korean warship in March that killed 46 sailors. Last month, Pyongyang announced it had a uranium enrichment program. And just before Thanksgiving, North Korea launched an artillery barrage on a South Korean island, killing four people, including two civilians. David Shambaugh, the director of the China Policy Program at George Washington University, says the incidents have heightened tension on the Korean Peninsula and eroded relations between the U.S. and North Korea's traditional ally, China.
It's an extremely serious situation, and in the context of U.S.-China relations only adds further friction and tensions to an already stressful relationship.
After each incident, Washington has pressed China to intervene, but with little success. Shambaugh says there has been growing mistrust between Beijing and Washington for more than a year over a series of issues such as human rights and currency manipulation and the United States' good relations with Taiwan.
So when Washington goes to them to say, do something on North Korea, restrain this state, you are the only one that seemed to have any leverage, and then the Chinese sit on their hands and stick their head in the sand and do nothing. It's irritating, to put it mildly.
Meanwhile, the situation on the Korean Peninsula has grown more serious after last month's attack. Then the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier to the Yellow Sea and staged joint naval exercises in the region. South Korea has vowed to retaliate the next time it's attacked from the north. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have created a united front. And as the days wear on, Beijing and Washington are exchanging barbed statements about how to handle North Korea. Ken Lieberthal, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says both sides want to defuse the Korean crisis. They just go about it in different ways.
The United States and South Korea believe that you have to deter North Korea to demonstrate that we are prepared to take very tough actions, military actions. To Beijing, the way to calm things down is to engage in talks, not challenge North Korea, try to just tamp it down.
Michael Green served in George W. Bush's White House and is now a senior Asia advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says China has real fears about North Korea collapsing.
They worry legitimately about instability leading to massive refugees into China and destabilizing their own domestic situation. They also, I think, at a strategic level, have no stomach for unification under the South, which would put a democratic, unified nation of 75 million people aligned with the United States right on their border.
China has been encouraging the resumption of six-party talks involving North Korea and regional powers. But Deputy Secretary of State Jim Steinberg says the U.S. sees that as simply a reward for bad behavior.
What we've seen in the past is that talks for the sake of talks do not produce the kinds of results that we all need to see to move the Korean Peninsula in a more stable and peaceful direction.
Steinberg will lead an American delegation to China next week to talk with officials there about North Korea. Yesterday, a top Chinese envoy and North Korea's ailing leader, Kim Jong-il, met to discuss the situation on the Korean Peninsula. The talks were described as candid and in-depth. The Brookings Institution's Lieberthal says no doubt Beijing has been telling Pyongyang to stop engaging in provocations. But Lieberthal says that's no guarantee North Korea will listen.
Pyongyang has a habit of not listening to advice. And if they feel pressured by China or in the past by the United States, as often as not, their response to pressure is to do the opposite of what you're asking and to escalate.
Lieberthal says the chances of escalation on the Korean Peninsula are very real, in part because Kim Jong-il is trying to arrange for his youngest son to succeed him. And the young Kim will have to show he's tough enough to take over the reins from his father. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.